ओम शांति। ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। सिंस इट्स अ वेरी स्मॉल ग्रुप, I thought we introduce ourselves because I'm not going to give a class. It's just a little sharing we are going to have this morning. And is it okay? You would like to introduce yourselves? Yeah? Start with brothers from here. Thank you. Okay.
From London, but okay. Originally from Chennai.
How long you are in Gyan?
20 years.
Sorry?
20 years.
20 years.
Shanti, Aditya from UK. I've been in Gyan for about 32 years.
Okay.
I'm Kushal. I'm from Bahrain, but originally from Bombay. It's been almost 4 years now in Gyan.
Thank you.
Om Shanti, I'm Ronak. I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I've been in Gyan for 1 year.
Om Shanti. Sasi, my name, from Australia, originally from Sri Lanka. I'm in Gyan for 20 years, but following principles, probably 15 years. Om Shanti.
Behind you, yeah.
I'm Prasad from Montreal, Canada. I'm from Gyan around 5 years.
Om Shanti, I'm Varsha and I'm here from Bahrain in Gyan for the last 4 years.
Om Shanti, my name is Durga from Malaysia.
Durga. Oh, your voice should be strong.
21 years in Gyan.
Okay. How old are you?
21.
Huh? Oh.
Well, my name is Laura. I'm from Spain, but I'm living here in Abu. And I've been Gyan since 17 years.
I'm Pooja from USA and in Gyan for the last 7 years.
Om Shanti. I'm Poonam. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. I'm in Gyan for 7 years.
Om Shanti, Nivedita from Canada, originally from Karnataka, in Gyan from 5 years.
Om Shanti, I'm from UK. My name is Anika. I've been Gyan 15 years.
Om Shanti, I'm Vidya from Australia, originally from Sri Lanka. I'm in Gyan for 9 years.
I am Sandhya Kumari, 22 years.
Om Shanti, I'm Rajeshwari from Malaysia, 29 years in Gyan.
Om Shanti, I am Canada, Raksha Shukarwala.
Om Shanti, Shakuntala. From Canada, Toronto, and from India, Gujarat, Ahmedabad.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. I am Zen from Vietnam, 8 years in Gyan.
Om Shanti. I'm Vidya. I'm from New Zealand, originally from Mumbai. I'm in Gyan for 7 years.
Om Shanti. My name is Prachi Rathi. That body's name, but I'm in Gyan for 2 years and from USA.
Om Shanti. Body's name is Pina, and I took knowledge from India origin, but right now I am in Canada from last 8 years, and in knowledge is 12 years now.
Okay. Om Shanti. My name is Jugna, and I'm from Toronto, originally from India, and I'm in Gyan for last 4 years.
Om Shanti. Name of the body is Swati. I've been in Gyan for around more than 12 years, but Gyan in me has been for around 5 to 6 years.
Om Shanti. Meenakshi. I'm from Australia, Melbourne, and in Gyan for the last 1 year.
Last?
1 year.
Okay. Okay, yahan to sab Indian hi hai, to sab Hindi samajhte hai. To Hindi mein class karaye ki English mein? Only few who don't understand, yeah. Or you don't, okay. Right. Good to meet you all. It's a mixed group of Baba's old children and new children. We all choose to become Baba's children. We all choose to become Brahmins because we want to become yogis. Yeah? Yoga. And the main subject here is yoga, meditation. The big challenge that we face is also in yoga, because yoga is connected with our mind, intellect, our feelings. Yoga is not something what we think all the time, but yoga is something that we feel all the time. Thoughts come and go. People in our life come and go. Situations come and go. But the feeling that you create for a person during a situation stays with you all the time. How you feel about yourself, how you feel about others, how you feel about a situation, that's absolutely your choice. Yes? You believe this? You accept? Because nobody can make you feel something. If you say, you made me feel bad, you made me feel good, is that right? Because nobody can make me feel what they want to feel. I feel because my mind, my thinking is weak. My mind, my thinking has a lot of waste, like today Baba said. And more waste we think, the feelings what we have is not, you know, not good, not, that doesn't give me a good feeling, that doesn't make me feel good. And so, each one of us is a master of our own feelings. We can never ever blame situation, blame people, blame anything. Because you want to feel, and so you feel. If somebody you know, insulted you, somebody used a bad word, or somebody, you know, used such word that made you know, you feel insulted, or you felt you're too low, we immediately feel that, we remember that word. Oh, you said that to me. You said that to me. And we start thinking that word again and again, and we start feeling that word. Yeah? And once we feel bad, the energy in the mind, in the body becomes drained. It drains out. Anytime you feel bad, the feelings are bad, it's making me feel bad, my energy is low. Have you felt that? My enthusiasm is lost. My interest to do something will become low. My courage, my self-respect goes low. So one feeling can put all of these down. And the fundamental thing that we need to have a very good state of yoga is your self-respect. How you feel about yourself is the first step of meditation. Please underline this. How you feel about yourself is the first step of meditation. Please never ever even think what somebody is feeling about me. What somebody feels about you is not your problem. That's their problem. What somebody thinks of you is not your problem. It's their problem. Because they're thinking. It's their mind. Yeah? We can't lock everybody's mind. It's their mind. They think. They have their opinions. Others' opinion, others' thinking, others' what they feel about you is absolutely not your problem. It's their karma. It's their choice. Baba says the biggest mistake is to think about others. You see? And they're doing that. They're thinking about you. So that's their mistake. That's their karma. But then, what I think about me, what I feel about me, is the first step. Is rather a foundation to have a better yoga. We are very much interested about what somebody think or feel about us. Please, we have to literally stop or let go. Doesn't matter what somebody thinks about me. Possible? Because this is a laukik sanskara. What somebody thinks about me, what somebody feels about me, you know? We have to eat according to others, wear according to others, and do everything to please others. The first thing, as soon as we come to Baba's knowledge, the biggest, you know, bondage we become free of is we don't have to impress anybody here. Don't have to impress anybody. Because impressing others means we are trying to be something which we are not. Yeah, we have to be our true being. Baba accepted me as I am. Baba did not customize me. Yeah, Baba accepted me. Baba loves me as I am, with all my mistakes, with all my whatever I am, whatever I've been. And with that love, He's showing me my perfect form And by looking at that, I will know what glitches I have in my being, and these glitches are the hindrance to become my perfect being. My perfect being is also true, that exists, and what I am now with all little black things, that's also true, that exists now. From this, I have to become that. This is the journey. And throughout this journey, Baba always, always gives me love. He has given us so much, you know, self-respect. He has given us so many titles to put us up on the pedestal. And never through the journey, Baba has ever put us down. Never insulted, never made me feel I'm not good, I'm not worthy, I'm not... He has never made us feel that. Has he? Ever? No. So when God respect me, the Almighty, the Creator, why should I worry about humans, how they think about me? So what do I value in my life? Human opinion or God's opinion? Yeah? How humans feel about me or how God feel about me? We don't have to worry about what humans feel about me, because humans are not perfect. I am not perfect either. So the perfect, the only one, he has respect for me. He thinks I'm worthy. And so he chose me among millions, billions. That's a big thing. If somebody better than me, Baba thinks, then they would be sitting here, not me. So Baba wouldn't get better than I am. So I am the best. Yeah? You think I'm the best? Each one of us have to think, and not just think, feel I'm the best. So yoga basically is to feel every word Baba tells us, not to just listen and think. One is thinking yoga, and one is experiencing yoga. So yoga is not to just think. It is to feel. When I start feeling, then I don't have to think. Because the thought has translated into feeling. So now mind is peaceful. Now I am into thinking. I'm into feeling, from thinking to feeling. But we don't give that pause between thoughts. We keep thinking, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm a pure. Okay, did you ever feel I'm a peaceful? It's not a mantra that I have to chant. I'm a peaceful, I'm a pure, I'm divine, I'm happy soul, I'm Baba's child, da 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 da. Goes on. And after 5 minutes we think, yoga finish. That's what our teacher taught us. So whatever she taught us, I finished reciting in my mind. This is not meditation at all. It's to feel. Number one, we have to give time for every thought Baba has given to translate it into a feeling. When I say I'm a soul, the first thing, start feeling. I am that. I have to relate. It's not this is soul and this is me. No. That soul is me. That's the first thing. And the entire life, Brahman life, the entire effort lies in only this. To be the soul. I understood I am a soul, but to be the soul, to look at others as a soul, to eat as a soul, to sleep as a soul. That's the effort. That's all the effort. Rather, I would say that's the only effort. If I can really be I am a soul, be myself, then rest all things fall in its place. Rest everything fall in its place. Because it was a big journey for us to become body from soul. Yeah, from copper age, we traveled till now, thinking I'm body. And so, it took a long time to become body conscious. But we have very short time to reverse the consciousness from body back to soul. Yeah, and so that effort is intense. Second, if I have any waste feelings, hurt feelings, sad feelings, I can never connect to God. Yeah? I don't know. Yesterday you all heard the ancestor stories, yeah? Did you see Didi Manmohini? Didi Manmohini? Yeah, no? Yes. Yesterday. Oh, you were not there. All right, that's okay. Didi Manmohini was one of the most powerful souls. After Mama left body, after Mama became Avyat, it was Didi Manmohini who was in the place of Mama. Baba handed over the whole administration in her hands. And after Baba became Avyat, Baba Brahma became Avyat, Dadi Prakashmani became the chief administrative head. But still, Didi Manmohini was Mama's. She was in Mama's place. She was very strict, but she was very, very lovely. She was number one teacher. And she had magical eyes, I tell you. When I came in Gyan in early 70s, she always used to say, feeling is like a flu. You know flu? And flu is contagious, I guess. You know, you get infected very quickly. If you have flu, then if somebody is sitting next to you, they get flu as well. So feeling is also flu. Like if you have in a family, four of you in a family, if one person in your family is very happy, how the rest of the family feel? Yeah, automatic. If one in the family among five is very, very sad, so, and the person is all, you don't even know the reason why that person is not happy, very sad. So, how the rest of the family feels? Yeah? Although they don't even know the reason for feeling, you know, why that person is not happy. But then the rest of them feel very sad because the infection. So feeling, Didi used to say feeling is flu. And Baba many times, even today Baba said, negative feelings. Yeah? Slogan, you remember today's slogan? Yeah? Waste feelings. One is negative feelings. Baba's children, you know, has overcome that negative feelings, but waste feelings. Because we have a lot of waste thoughts, so waste feelings. We overcome negative thoughts, That's okay. We know, we understand our negative. I don't, it's not my. But then waste. Waste that has no meaning. Because mind is so fast, it one name, one thing, one flower, it jumps from one to another, to another, to another, and I don't know where it goes. You know, rose, say for example, rose. That one rose, as soon as the thought rose comes, the picture of the rose comes in front of my mind, the feeling of the rose comes into my mind, and that rose connects me to all the roses that has connected in my life. Maybe good or bad, whatever. Somebody gave you rose, somebody did not give you rose, somebody, whatever, anything connected with rose, everything comes into my mind, just clicks like that. So fast it goes. Waste. Yeah? Now, if I have sad feelings as a Baba's child, I cannot connect my mind to God. My mind cannot fly. You know, the most in our mythologies, Indian mythology, the heaviest thing in the world and the universe, mythology says, is sin. Sin is the most heaviest thing. Okay? And what is the fruit of the sin? If you commit a sin, what is the result of the sin? Sorrow. So if I have sorrow in my mind, it's very heavy. So sorrow is heavier than sin because it's a fruit of sin. Make sense? Sorrow is heavier than a sin. So if I have little sorrow, little sadness in my mind, my mind cannot fly. It pulls me down. You sit whole day in Baba's room and say, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul, I'm that soul, I'm this soul. But unless and until you don't remove that feeling, that sad feeling, or if you don't heal that sad feeling, you can't fly. The sadness today, the biggest, you know, disease in the whole world is depression. At one time I practiced psychology. I used to give counseling to people. I worked 4 years in a hospital. But if compared to then, I'm talking about 80s, but compared to then, now, as you know, people have much of depression, sadness. It's so difficult for people to smile even because it's so heavy. You can smile when you're light. You can't smile when you're heavy, can you? See, many of you not smiling also now. So many of you have no smile on your face. Yeah? Many times Didi also used to tell us, you know, when we were young, she used to say, don't go to Baba's room when you're crying. You know, many times we used to run to Baba's room if you're very sad, we're crying, don't hide tears, go to Baba's room and cry. Or either go to washroom or go to Baba's room. You know, but she used to say, don't go to Baba's room when you have tears in your eyes, tears of sorrow in your eyes, because Baba don't like to see sorrow tears. So don't show your beloved sorrow tears, because your beloved doesn't like to see your face in sorrow. And she also used to say, the atmosphere, if you go to Baba's room with that sorrow, you know, heavy, hard, crying to Baba's room, you're spoiling the atmosphere there. Because feeling is flow. So those sitting in Baba's room also might feel that sorrow, heavy feeling. Where is the sadness coming from? Yeah. So Baba says, in the last time, in the final moments, in the final timings, this is the service we are going to do. Giving happiness to others. Spreading that happy vibrations. If you cannot do any service, that's fine. The biggest service is to make your heart all the time happy. Big thing. We give gyan to people to make them happy, isn't it? You're also a soul. And to make a Brahman soul happy is a big charity. So you're a Brahman soul. You have to make yourself happy. All the time. No matter what. Possible? Possible? Feel happy. Not think, I'm happy soul, happy soul. No. Feel that happiness all the time. There are ill feelings. There are sad feelings. There are hurt feelings. There are feelings where, you know, sometimes people might have rejected us. That rejection, feeling of rejection, feeling of guilt, feeling of pain, feeling of failure. You know, so many feelings inside. And we have been carrying these feelings for a long time. Our baggage from corporate, we have been putting this sorrow in our baggage. All these feelings in our baggage. We have gyan. We have gyan for 30 years, 40 years, whatever. But then, it is the yoga that can remove these feelings, can heal these feelings. Number one, I need to keep my mind. There are two beautiful words in Hindi. Shuddh or Shubh. Shuddh means pure, clean. Shubh means good, auspicious, good. These two type of thinking in the mind, two types of feeling, good feeling and pure feeling, clean feeling, will help me clean all this negative waste feelings. You know, today Baba talked about waste feelings. These are all waste feelings. Sorry? One is Shubh, one is Shuddh. Shubh means good, auspicious. Shuddh means pure, clean. This Shubh Chintan, Shubh, you know, Shuddh Chintan. Pure thinking and clean thinking and good thinking will help me to heal all these negative and waste feelings of hurt, of pain, of rejection, of failure. You see? A feeling of fear, feeling of hesitation. Although you're very, very expert in certain field, but you hesitate. What if they tell something? What if they hurt me? What if they say no? What if they do that? We are afraid. We hesitate. And many a times the hesitation, because of hesitation, we lose opportunities. And when we see somebody else doing it, we think, oh, I do better than that. I can do very well. But then I did not get that because I was hesitating. My confidence was low because I have that feeling inside me, what if? So it's okay, let them do it, that's fine. And many a times the mind is stuck in some point in time in the past where I felt, you know, maybe it is a situation, maybe it's a person, maybe it's whatever it could be. Maybe it's my fault. I did something, you know, something wrong. I'm stuck with that guilt. I'm stuck with that person who hurt me. And every time I sit in meditation, I begin with nice, good thoughts. I'm a pure soul, I'm a good soul, I'm blah, blah, blah. But then that person comes into my mind. Why did she do that to me? Why did he do that to me? He hurt me. What wrong did I do? And sometimes we also think, he hurt me so much. She hurt me so much. Baba, she also should feel the same hurt. She should know what I felt. Is this good feeling? Good wishes? Baba talks about good wishes and pure feelings. If I have no good wishes, where will I have pure feeling? I don't even have pure feeling for myself. How much good wishes I have for myself? You ask yourself. All the time, do you think good about yourself? Isn't it? Many times I feel I'm not maybe worthy. Oh my God, I'm this and I'm that. I don't have good feeling, good thoughts, pure wishes, good wishes for myself. So where will I give it for others? I have no enough bread to eat for myself. So where will I give others? How can I feed others? So Baba says I should have the stock of good wish. I should have stock of pure feelings so that it naturally goes. You know, I don't have to speak. But then people feel good as I pass through. People feel very nice as I just move. You know, people pass by you, they get nice vibrations. I don't know if you have ever had that experience. Sometimes some person, I don't even know the face, but the person passes, I feel very good, nice. But sometimes it's such an irritated feeling somebody passed by. I don't even know that person, but then it was just very irritating feeling. Vibrations. This poor person, he might have so much irritation in that being, in the soul. So as the person passes by, we get irritated. So mind is like a incense stick. As you burn, whatever the stick is made of, or maybe a perfume bottle, whatever the bottle has, maybe it's a rose perfume, it just spreads the rose. If it's a jasmine perfume, it just spreads jasmine. Yeah? So as soon as you just press the spray, you get that. So circumstances press me. people, you know. So what does the spray that I give? If you crush mango, what comes out? Okay, mango juice. What is, if you cut the mango, what's the taste of mango? Say, very sweet mango. If you cut the mango, what's the taste of mango? If you crush the mango, what's the taste of a mango? If you put it in a mixer, grinder, and grind it, what is the taste of the mango? Okay. Sugarcane. What's the taste of a sugarcane? If you crush the sugarcane, what's the taste of the sugarcane? You boil it 100 temperature. What's the taste of the sugar? Under all circumstances, the nature of the sugarcane or mango, or in the nature, it will never let go. Why do I let go? My nature. Why do I add poison? Why do I add that bitterness? When I'm crushed, when I'm squeezed, when I'm, you know, grinded, or situations are such, no? You know, we feel we are. But I should not let go my nature of being sweet. I should not let go my real feelings of being sweet. Real feelings of being very nice, real feeling of being peaceful, because this is the knowledge, actually. This is the knowledge. Why did we come in this path of knowledge? Because to maintain, to sustain that my natural feelings of sweetness, my natural feelings of peace, of loving. If you love me very much, I love you very much. Moment I know you hate me, you don't even want to look at my face, do I really love you? So why did I let go of my feeling of love for you? Because I'm not even, you know, crushed now. It's just I'm thrown. Okay, if you throw a sugar cane, what's the taste of the sugar cane? See? But if somebody throw me, what's the taste of sour bitterness? Isn't it? I immediately change my nature. But that shouldn't be, isn't it? That shouldn't be. You think it's a good thing what we do? And so Baba came to give knowledge only to human souls, not to animals or not to, you know, sugar cane or apple or orange or mango. Baba, you know, many people say, what happens to animals? What happens to... Don't worry about them. Because it's the human who changed the nature every moment. They let go of their true nature, not the nature, not the animals. And so God has to come to teach human souls, to sustain, to maintain that true feeling of what actually I am. You know, we all have seen little babies, you know, little children. A snake goes by, ant goes by, cockroach goes by. Children, it doesn't make a difference to them. They laugh, they want to hold on to it. You give a knife, not afraid. The state of mind is immune to the external thing. Always the feeling inside that soul in that state of childhood is being happy. And the third thing, either in knowledge or outside, laukik or alaukik, every human soul, the sap of human life is true, selfless love. You might be multi-millennium, but if you have no selfless love, you're empty. If you have true selfless love, true love, you might not have multi-millions. Can you still be happy? Yeah? No?
Brothers are looking at me as if, who thinks I need both, multi-million plus selfless love?
You understand English? This brother understand English?
Yeah?
Yeah. I see no expression. But in this world, Iron Age, in human souls, we can hardly experience that selfless love. And so, unconditional, selfless, pure, complete love only God can give all the time, whenever I want. People give when they can. But God can give me when I want that love. So complete, so full, that it quenches the thirst of several birds. It heals the wound of several birds. God's true love. Like today Baba said, you know blessing? The importance of confluence ages. God's love. If I haven't experienced this true, selfless, unconditional love from God, the purest form of love from God, then I haven't experienced anything. And this love heals my feelings. And the yoga means to experience this love, to feel that love. Not to just think, God is ocean of love, Shiv Baba, you're ocean of love. I'm a, you know, loving soul. I'm your child, so I'm love. This is knowledge. This is knowledge I think. I'm thinking in my mind, but I'm not feeling that love inside my being. Because once we start feeling that love, nothing can bother you. You don't think about what somebody thinks about you. You don't think about what somebody feel about you. You don't think about world. Once I went to Bangladesh many years ago for a Rakhi, you know, program. Long back, it was, I think, in 99 or something like that. Long back. Bangladesh. The center, you know, was about to register and they had a little Gita Pacha. They were starting the center then. And so they took me after programs and all that, they took me to a park to see around. And that was the name of the park was Lover's Park. Okay? And, you know, the park was, I haven't seen such park. They made like a little, you know, like little booths, sort of little small booths. And people, two people sit there and they, you know, people from outside, from the road, can see all of them sitting in those little booths. Two people, they're lost in their own world. They don't know who's looking at us. They don't, what we are doing and people, what people think. They're absolutely not worried about it. They are in their own world. I said, okay, this, you, They specially built this for lovers, and it's called as Lovers Park. So there is little privacy and all that stuff. I was wondering, how can these people, you know, I'm looking at them and they don't even know that I'm looking at them and what I'm thinking about them. They're not bothered because they are lost in their own world. So this human, physical, bodily, impure love has that ability to renounce, has that ability to forget the world, has the ability to do anything, to even give away their life. Just imagine what could be God's love. That is so pure, that is so powerful, that is so complete. And straight into the soul, that spiritual love. And to experience this all the time is what is tapasya, yoga. You see, love means to get lost in it, to engross. Not thinking. Love is not to think. Love is to feel. Love is feeling or thinking? And if I'm not able to have that feeling all the time, what yoga is this? Today, Baba, you know, the blessing was love. Yoga means love. That's what he said today. Yeah? To get engrossed in that love is called as complete knowledge. That's such a beautiful thing. Today's blessing was the essence of whole Bhagavat. If you have heard of Bhagavat, you know, the essence of Bhagavat is today's blessing. So Baba's love, it heals that negative waste feeling that we have been accumulating or been caring for such long time now. And unless and until that waste feelings are not cleared from the heart, then that pure feelings cannot be felt. I think, I understand, but I can't feel. Anubhav. Experience. And it is the feeling, experience that gives us power or strength. Thinking, we would not get the strength or power just merely by thinking. But we get that strength and power experiencing. Anubhav se shakti prapt hoti hai. And so Baba says the experienced souls will never get deceived. Nobody can deceive, nobody can cheat, nobody can make fool because experienced. And so, and now the thing is how do I have that all the time, that nice, good feelings in my mind? Because many times what happens, the feeling of hurt, feeling of pain, feeling of, you know, deception, they all come into my mind and they disturb that pure, good, nice feelings. You know, it stops me from experiencing God's love. It stops me from feeling God's love. And so many times those people come into my mind. I remember Baba, and people also wander in my mind. Yeah? Their faces, I see many faces during yoga. How many of you do that? So many faces come and go, come and go, come and go. It could be good, it could be bad. If you're attached to someone, they also come into the mind. If you don't like somebody, they also come into your mind. And so Baba says, yogi have no friend, yogi have no enemy. Yogi have no attachment, yogi have no hatred. Because both of these things will disturb your mind. Feeling of hate, feeling of attachment. I have to get rid of these feelings to get that feeling of love so I can feel God's love. And this is we have this in Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You know, you, Arjuna, you don't have any friends in this world. You have no enemies in this world. You are your own enemy. You're your own friend. Your mind is your own enemy. Your mind is your own friend. So if you make your mind your friend, then nobody can be your enemy. That's the best thing we could do. It always gives, because friend will not hurt you. Yeah? The fourth thing. I don't know how much people hurt us. That's a different aspect. But we hurt ourselves a lot. We give sorrow to ourselves a lot. We feel sorrow for no reason. Now, right now, is somebody hurting you? Right now, sitting here, somebody hurting you? No, okay. 10 years ago, something happened. Somebody hurt, or you hurt yourself, whatever. I remember. See? I remember, yad. I remember that situation 10 years ago, what happened. When I remember that now, what's my feeling? You know, who hurt you? You're in Madhuban, sitting here, very happy, cool. Well, who hurt you? So many times, rather, I would say most of the times, we hurt ourselves more than others hurting us. Say, I tell you something and it hurt you. Okay? I told you once. I say, okay, you're good for nothing, you're no worthy. Okay? It hurt you. Yeah? Okay. Now you remembered it 10 times in your mind. You remember 10 times, I'm not worthy. Manju said, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. So 10 times, I hurt you once, but you hurt yourself 10 times. Hurting others is definitely a sin. So I hurt you once, I made a sin, but you hurt yourself 10 times. Whose sin is more? Yeah. You did 10 times sin, hurting yourself. So please have mercy on yourself. Don't hurt yourself. Don't make your mind sad. Mind has been, you know, suffering for so many birth after birth after birth. Many births. You don't hurt your mind. I should have pity on my mind, mercy on my own self. And all the time I should make my heart, make my mind feel happy. Yeah? Possible? Possible? No matter how people behave with me, no matter how things, situations happen, that's okay, that's okay, that's okay. I have to be happy. So to be happy, to feel happy is absolutely my decision. It is my decision. How I feel all the time is my decision. It's not something that I blame. What I feel, it's absolutely my action. No other person has a role in how I feel. Okay? Unless I allow it to happen. Nobody can hurt me unless I accept. If I don't accept, then I'm not hurt. Okay, if you say you're not worthy, say for example, I'm hurt only when I accept it. Oh, she said that to me. Okay, so I'm unworthy. I take it to my mind, I think about it, I accept it, so then it hurts me. If I don't accept it, then it will not hurt me. And so God is called as Abhokta. He's beyond the feeling of good or bad. Why? Because He will never accept when you say, oh God, you're so nice. He will not accept when you say, oh God, you're a stone-hearted person. You don't understand my feelings. See, I'm suffering and you don't. He will not react. He will not accept when you say you're a blind, you're dumb, you don't listen to me, you're deaf. Or you say you're such a nice God, you're so nice, you're lovely. He will not accept it. But we do. When I say, oh my God, you look like an angel. How you feel? You start getting wings and you start flying also. But in another moment you say, oh my God, you don't look, absolutely, you don't look good. So we fall down. Now both is because I accept it. I accept it when you say I'm an angel, and I accept it when you say you're not good. So accepting is our choice, isn't it? How many of you have taught your children not to take anything when somebody gives? Yeah? Well, when we were children, our parents, all of us, you know, when we teach others, when our parents have taught us not to take anything when people offer us something, when we have grown so big, why do we take anything people give us? We should remember what we teach children. Or we should remember what our parents taught us. Don't accept when anybody offer you anything. We should go beyond both good and bad. Even something nice happened in your life. Remember one thing, this is very important. Even the good thing that has happened in your life, bad things happen. Go beyond both. You don't have to hold on to good things also. Because that's gone. Past, finish. Eventually that's going to give you sorrow. Oh, that was so good. That was so good. We don't have that now. So you're still suffering. And so Baba says, go beyond good and bad. Laukik alokshi alokik sebi atit. Beyond laukik, alaukik, into parlaukik. That's our aim. We don't even have to get stuck in alaukik, no? Go beyond that. Because confluence age is also going to finish, isn't it? Our aim is to go home. Go to golden age. So we have to let go all of this. The feeling of pain is only when you hold on to something. If you just let go, you will not have pain. So please don't hold on to things in your heart. Let go, let go, let go. If I hold on to this for half an hour, what happens to my hand? And if I say, God, please save me from this pain, what will God advise me? Let go. This is what I have to do. When I hold on to things physically, it hurts me. We are holding on so many things in the mind. So that's hurting us. Pain. Ek hai duk, ek hai dard. Two things. One is sorrow, one is pain. Because we are holding on to things. And so, this will help us to liberate ourselves from pain and sorrow and help us to always engross, to be lost in that ocean of love, which is so pure, so nice, so unconditional, so spiritual and so complete, which is the essence of human life. Okay, Om Shanti. Now you have some time to ask questions. I was asked to stop for question and answers. Any question for that matter. Not only this, but even otherwise, if you have any questions.
You mentioned, and I 100% agree, about not remembering, rethinking the hurt again and again, otherwise we end up hurting ourselves more number of times. But would you suggest that once the event has happened, at least once we think about it, learn from it and deal with it rather than leaving it in the subconscious?
Yeah. Yes, yes.
That makes sense.
Yes, yes. Well, we have to resolve it anyway. If it's possible to resolve then and there, it saves the time and the energy and, you know, my waste thinking. Many times there are certain things that it's not in my hands to resolve. And so Baba says, the best thing is to surrender it to God. Another name for love is surrender. If I really love someone, I surrender to them. So if I really love Baba, I have to surrender all that, you know, is bothering me to God. If I can resolve, if I cannot resolve, give away to Him. Even after resolving, give away to Him. Best thing. Surrender. Samarpana.
Sometimes we don't want to think of something, but that thought keeps on coming on, especially when I'm in yoga, it happens, and I don't want to have that thought, but how to stop that in that case? Because I say stop, stop, but it still keeps on coming.
Yeah.
And then it makes me restless and my head starts aching. So
yeah.
In that case.
Yes. It's like a tape, you know. We all know tape. Like you record a song in a tape. After some time, now you don't want that song anymore. I don't want to listen. It's boring because I've been listening to that so many times. I don't want this song more anymore. I don't want to listen to this song anymore. What will you do? It's so difficult for me to delete. Nowadays we have CDs and chips and blah, blah, blah. But early days we used to have tape. Remember? So in the tape, whatever nice song you want now, you just record it. Don't worry about deleting. You keep recording new things. So delete automatically. It automatically gets deleted. Don't think about deleting. You just remember whatever nice song you want, you start recording it. The old will be deleted automatically. So this is the exact experiment we have to do. You always remember to forget.
I'm trying to say Swaman, but I wouldn't.
You say, but you don't feel it.
Yeah, I was not feeling it. So.
Right. So now I have to use my mind to think something nicer, new. That the thought that makes me happy. And not just think, I have to again and again feel it number of times. And so automatically the old one becomes fade. You know, the old things get faded. What we do is, I don't want to remember the past. I don't want to remember the past. I'm still remembering the past. What you don't want to remember, don't even want to think about it. So you have to remember what you want to remember. Don't remember what you don't want to remember. So the new thought, the new feeling, will erase the old thought and old feeling. But then that should be repetitive, because you have been remembering this for such a long time, repetitively. So to take that away. And so Baba many times, even in last seasons, Murali Baba said, keep your mind busy, you know, in revising Murali, in churning of Murali. And if one's mind is busy, then the old thing, the past things will not get into your mind. So past things are coming to my mind. It means my mind is not busy in churning good things.
Om Shanti, sister. So thanks for that. So I understand that we own our feelings. So nothing should disturb our feelings. But somewhere in interaction, in relationship, the other person who is coming in contact get hurt, and it's also because of their own feelings. It gets triggered, and it's like it's because of we coming in contact with them, and they feel that it's because of our reactions or our actions they got hurt. So how should we go about it? Like we should ignore it, or we sense that, and that gets into multiple counter attacks in a sense. So. Yeah, so how to go about it?
If I have not intentionally hurt somebody, my intention is not to hurt somebody, but still somebody get hurt. Well, because many people are very sensitive, you know, so they get hurt for any little thing also. Sometimes even nicer thing also can hurt them, because it's their sensitivity. So when we know that person once, we have to behave in such a way that, you know, we become a bit detached and just do what they say, or as much as possible speak very less, you know. And second thing is giving good wishes to that soul, because that soul is very sensitive, means very weak. And even if you really sometimes wants to make the person happy, that person might think the other way around. Why is he making me happy? Is there anything? Because the negative thinking, doubting, all these things are the weak part of the mind. And so you just stay as much detached as possible and speak less much as possible. And give good wishes to that soul. And maximum thing, you can just say, sorry if I've hurt. I didn't mean it. We can't do anything, because I really don't want to hurt anybody. But if the other soul gets hurt, that's not my problem. Because that soul is sensitive. I can say sorry, I can give good wishes. But you don't start thinking, oh, why is that person, even I did not hurt, why he gets hurt because of me. And the waste thinking, you don't have to feel that, no. This is a big damage. Dadi Janki, I remember Dadi Janki sharing in one of the classes. She said, you know, when we become Brahmins, we become too sensitive. Sensitive means to anything can hurt us because we have a lot of expectations. We are hurt because we have a lot of expectations. And so she said, become sensible, not sensitive. Now what it means to be sensible, she said, a sensible person will always be happy. Sensible means to be happy, to feel happy all the time, no matter what somebody does, doesn't matter. Yes, Beth.
Om Shanti. Yeah, so I wanted to add to the previous sister who had the question, how do we, like that thought keeps coming up, right? And it's all about also overwriting. In fact, Baba also says that in the Murlis that remember the new world, remember happy things so that you forget things of sorrow, right? It's like a computer overwriting it and then it naturally goes away, right? So it's all about what we remember.
Yes.
And then naturally we're not thinking, it's naturally forgetting the old sorrowful stuff, right? So we
yes.
have to remember happy things.
Right. That's a nice thing.
Om Shanti. I was thinking about the sister was telling this. I think sometime in the deep of the, you know, part of the Amritvela, you may get some soul's thoughts emerges, whether we like it or not. The way I did in the past or currently is if you're repeatedly coming, that means I have some account with that particular soul. So I do write it down to the Baba. Okay?
Mm.
So in the night before, I write it down, okay, these are the thoughts coming, Baba, this is disturbing me. And write it down the following day morning, Amritvela, I have no thoughts.
That's great.
And then,
see, you're getting so many tips.
And also I emerge that particular souls who or situation
mm-hmm.
after Amritvela I give sakas through Bab Dada and that resolves the problems. Thank you, Shanti.
Om Shanti. I just, while you were talking and while, you know, we were saying something, I just came up with something, so I just want to share it with everybody, if that's okay. When mentally unwell or ill, don't drain, but train the brain to do the right proper drill, take Baba's chill pill, be still, connect, and enjoy love refill.
Thank you so much. I had so many insights. One of them was, what makes us happy, our values, can also be the source of the suffering, the pain. And it reminded me of the barrier exercise. You know that, right? One of the steps in the SML, where we look at the weeds, what gets in our way, how do we get in our way? And just looking back when I was listening to you, reflecting on it, it came to me that there are normally three things. One is survival. I don't have enough. Second is I'm not loved enough. Third is I'm not good enough. So in addition to everything that everyone has suggested, you know that there's this practical exercise that you can actually do at looking at those weeds and go, dig down why, what's the source? And as soon as you do, you think, oh my, I mean, I'm talking from my experience and other people. Really? It's as simple as that?
I'm actually creating something which is not likely to happen anyway, or remembering something that had happened, but it's over, and I have to just release it. So thank you so much for that. In addition to it, I'd be delighted to offer this, an experience of this exercise for people to work through their barriers, if they'd like to. Okay? Thank you.
Om Shanti. I had one question. During the session, you said that there's a way to heal the feelings. Some are very intense feelings that are ingrained even before Gyan. And like Baba says, write a letter and give it to him. And when you do that also, still there are, like you see with some, there are, the emotions are completely gone, and there's some with, there are still those emotions and the feelings left inside. So what's the best way to heal all the past feelings with some very strong accounts, or like completely, like there should be no memory of them? So what is the best way to heal them?
Baba's ocean of love, he gives us so much love that there's no boundary. But then I'm not ocean of love. And so for Baba, it's only us children. But in my mind, I have several attachments. You know, we are also attached to negative things many a times. A lot of negative things we're attached to. Anything my mind is attached to comes over and over again. So number one, I have to let go. I have to ask myself, why is this thought coming? Because I'm attached to it. Either I want something from that, or I'm expecting something. What is that I want? So this is how I have to resolve it. Second thing, I have to fill my heart and soul with love for God. My love for God, so much love for God. My heart is full of love for God that there is no space for anything else. If there is little space for anything else, then that interferes my connection with God.
Satyug mein tum ko aana.
Settle it is only the with the power of yoga. Immerse them in the paramdham, in corporeal world. That's what I do usually, my experiences. That whoever I have got some karmic accounts or they have got with me, all I do is in Amritvila, immerse them in the paramdham and give them shakash under from Baba. So what happens is basically you are relieving that soul from your anything bad you have done, or you are forgiving that soul witness of Baba. Baba is there with you both, you souls, and you settle your karmic accounts. And I have always found that it really helps. It really helps. It starts settling the feelings, bitter feelings or whatever. So, and that sentence of Baba stayed with me so firmly that it's only through the power of yoga you will be able to do this.
Yeah.
Move forward from that feeling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She wants to say something. Didi, may I share my experience with regards to what
yeah.
she said?
Sure.
Karmic account, I was having a lot with some souls and my past used to haunt me like anything, and especially when I was alone. And that was the time when I was cooking. So carrying those. Then after I got into Gyan, I realized it is my karma that is coming in form of all those souls, those who have hurt me a lot and is still continuing. So as she said, rightly said, during the Amrit Vela, you know, this is my karma. They are doing it because I have given them the same hurt or maybe more than that, and they are still continuing. So I have to, before forgiving them, I have to ask for forgiveness from them for what I have done to them before they are doing it to me. And that released the baggage, the weight that I was carrying. Once I asked for forgiveness continuously for some days, and then I started forgiving them for what they had done. And then the things got settled and I'm completely out of it. Yeah.
Sorry and thanks, they're such a beautiful terms. So every day before we go to bed, the first thing is I say sorry to all those, you know, in my mind. I don't have to, if I knowingly, unknowingly, knowingly, wantingly, unwantingly, somehow, if somebody have really felt, you know, uneasy, or uncomfortable or disturbed because of whatever my actions, then I'm sorry. Secondly, thanks for all the souls who made me happy, who were instruments, although it's my own feelings, but still. And actually thank God for being with me throughout the day, helping me in ups and downs. And actually, again, it's a big session though. The karma, settling karma accounts, that's a huge chapter, and it's huge, not in terms of huge, but it's very deep. It's very deep. You know, remembering a person itself is creating a karma. Because thought is also a subtle karma. And so Baba says, remember me alone.
Why? Because remembering another soul, either good or bad, will create karma. So this is what is tapasya. Man, mana, bhav means me alone, mamekam, me alone, remember me alone. And second thing, whoever we come in contact, whether they hurt me, they love me, they hate me, whoever it is, my relatives, my laukik, my alaukik, my only duty, responsibility is just to give love to that soul. If we remember these two things, everything will be settled. Whoever it is, my duty, because I am the child of ocean of love, and I have so much, Baba has given me so much love, keeps giving me, and I should radiate to others, give it to others. What you give me is not my problem. What I give you is my problem. What you have, you give me. What I have, I give you. Yeah? So don't remember what somebody has given. I always have to remember what I should be giving. Yeah? So then, it's a deeper thing. Maybe sometimes we can talk about only karma, which is very, very interesting, but in short. And the last thing is, anything that disturbs mind, if I have no capacity to deal with it, please don't break your head. Surrender it to God. Because Baba says, I'm here to take all your burden. I'm here to take all your burden. Give away all the sorrow, all that you have. I'm here for that. Please trust Him. Have faith. Even little thing, don't allow your mind to get disturbed so much so that even if it's little thing, small thing, give away. Why should I carry? He's my friend, my beloved, my everything. He says, I'm with you all the time, I'm here to carry, so give away. I should be free. My only aim in confluence age is freedom. Just be free. Yeah? Thank you. Om Shanti.
Thank you. And just want to add to the thing you said about that. All this time, Baba has given you, do not remember any your own body or any other bodily being. And remember, constantly remember me along with this mommy.
Yeah. Even we have to deal with people, definitely, but it could be own children, it could be own partners, it could be your friends, it could be your companions, it could be your, you know, professional, you know, colleagues. But always remember, it's God's children, Baba's child. Don't relate it to you. That's another thing. It's my sister, my brother, my father, no me. I don't exist. Baba's children. It could be my son, but that soul is Baba's son. Baba, I'm taking care of Baba's children. Like you all come, we take care of you. You are not my uncles or aunties or Baba's children. So your own family, your office, people you deal with, they're Baba's children. You're running a Gita Pachala. Your family, that's your Gita. You are in charge. You take care of Baba's children. Baba sent them to you. This is the fundamental thing, is to detach yourself as much as possible. Don't relate you there. I, me, that's a big maya. that will bind you, you know, will chain you to many things. So cut that chain. So I don't exist. It's Baba, 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 Baba. Things become easy. So Baba is the key. Okay? Yeah.
Om Shanti, sister.
Yeah.
So you were telling that we should lost in Baba's love. So we do, but it's not constant.
Yes.
So what are the your tips or your practical practices which you do
yes.
to lost in Baba's love, forget yeah. the world totally?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
Love is always possible with relationship. Love is not possible without a relationship. You know, when we were young, I remember when I was young and I surrendered, I started living in center. I used to make a chart. I still remember olden days. Make a chart. Monday, Baba is my father. Tuesday, Baba is my mother. Sunday, Baba is my friend. Thursday, Baba is my guru. So I used to remember the whole day Baba is my friend. Sunday, enjoy, you know. Thursday, Baba is my guru. Guru as a guru, as a father, as a teacher. Whatever relationship, Saturday as my child, as play with that child. So I have to, it's not, love is not just love coming like that. Love is how I relate, my relationship. How close I am with Baba in terms of my relationship. That gives you love. You know? So the intensity should be more in terms of my relationship. I remember, I know Baba intellectually is my father, my mother, my dad. But to feel, to be that, you know, to in my mind, I feel Baba is with me. Baba is playing with me. I'm eating with him. I'm feeding him. To feel that. So as I walk, you're driving. Baba is, you know, with you. So feel Baba all the time with you. Then when we sit in meditation, Baba help us to, because anyway, the soul has been through so many. So Baba will help me to lift, will give me that experience, and then I will feel that God's love so much so that then I don't feel like having any human love or my expectations with people, for people. You know, they have to do this to me, they have to respect me, they have to love me, they have to obey me. Such, you know, somewhere we have little expectations with, you know, people, that will become weaker and weaker. Then it's okay for me even if that person doesn't do. It's okay if that person doesn't respect. That doesn't bother. So I will attain a stage where I become uninfluenced. Very important. The soul should become, my mind should become uninfluenced. Nothing should influence me. Your goodness or your bad, nothing should influence. Your love, your hate, nothing should influence. So I create, the God's love will create a shield so nothing from outside will affect me. It will protect me. Yeah? And how much I love Baba. One is Baba's love. I experience God's love. But how much my love for Baba. So I have to fill my heart with my love so much that I don't have space for anything else. It's all about remaining, how much space I leave for other things. If I don't even leave space for other things, then I wouldn't have other things. And so Baba says sometimes, my faith, my love, my surrender, that will percentage, you know, sometimes. If I say I love God so much, but my faith in God is little less. But love, faith, surrender, they're all interconnected.
Can I add one more thing?
Yes.
It's kind of summarizing what you just said. And I'm very new in this Gyan resurrect compared to a lot of these, souls here.
Okay.
But I remember the three brand names to help me with this. Adidas, which is Supreme Soul. So Adidas is a name brand of clothing line. And then Under Armour is Baba's armor is around me, like you were saying about the shield. And the Nike, just do it. We have to do it all the time.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day ahead and enjoy Madhuban. And don't worry. You've been worrying a lot. Just let go. Be happy. All right? Okay. Om Shanti.